I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. At Tell Me More, we like to bring you new music, and today we have a band from across the Atlantic, from London. We're delighted to welcome to our studios the Noisettes. Their music is energetic, exhilarating, explosive. Their names are Shingai Shoniwa, she's the lead singer and bassist, Dan Smith, guitar and vocals, and Jamie Morrison on drums. Their new album is called What's the Time, Mr. Wolf? They're on their first U.S. tour and in our studio, 4B. Let's get to it.
Sometimes they'll want to cut you down. You better scratch that itch, cause the time is now. They tell you that you gotta have a heart of steel
if you want to keep up.
Can you afford to feel when the system's wrong? You gotta tear it down, let it fall to the seabed like a rusty crown. To the stars and the moonbeams glare. Shackles on your feet, you gotta disappear. What if I try to tell you to do it for? Can you see, baby, last knock here right at your door? He said, ooh, I don't know for sure. What if I try to tell you to do it? She don't give up, she don't give up. She don't give up, she don't give up. Don't give up, she don't give up. Don't give up, she don't give up. She's got a talented face and a suitcase. Ain't got no desire to go no place. In her case, she's got no desire. With her hand in the flame, but she don't put the fire. To the yes in the evening's air. The demons in your head, I gotta disappear. To the stars under the moonbeams glare. Shackles on your feet will soon disappear. What? I tried to tell you to do it for. Catch the baby, it's knocking right at your door. He said, ooh, just don't know for sure. What if I try to tell you to do that? Don't give up, she don't give up. 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 Don't give up, she don't give up.
That was Don't Give Up from the Noisettes' new CD, What's the Time, Mr. Wolf? Welcome.
Hi, Michelle.
Thank you. Hello.
How did you guys get together, Dan?
We met at high school, me and Shingi, and we then formed a band after that. We lasted for a few years, and then we kept going. And then we formed the Noisettes like in 2003. And then, we recorded an EP. It was fate, really, that chose our personnel in our band.
It was a bit hard to avoid him because he had this blonde bob. It was the only guy in college with a blonde bob. I think he'd recently bleached it. And everyone was into like bleaching their hair at the time. And I had some green in my hair and some orange. And I guess it was maybe part of the ridiculously hair-coloured club that met on the grass and kind of smoked at break times and played bongos and stuff.
How would you describe your sound?
I don't know. It changes every time we play it. I wouldn't describe it. I would just say, no, I'm not going to tell you. Listen to the record. No, I'm not going to tell you. Listen to the record. Do that. Because I wouldn't know. I feel bad.
It's like I think a lot of the time when we play, it's like a group of people who've been not been able to do something for ages and locked up and then suddenly been like let out of some kind of confinement and unleashed upon people. The album's a bit of a musical feast, really. I wouldn't be the first person to mix metaphors with food and music, but yeah, a bit of a meal.
Are there any artists that particularly inspire you? Or does it go song by song or project by project?
Season by season. Summer is like folk, punk, staying up all night. Winter is like it's cold, so I kind of hibernate and tend to listen to a lot more vocal stuff, I think, for some reason. A lot more dub, keeps you warm sitting by the speakers. So yeah, it's all seasonal, really. Yeah, I've been listening to... What have we been listening to recently?
Oh, yeah. Earl Bostick.
Yeah. A lot of organ music.
Bill Doggett.
From the 50s.
Organ music from the 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's hard, like, when you're on tour to sort of keep your music collection fresh because you spend so much time, like, in the van, in the car, and you kind of want to see the world going by a bit as well.
Some people have compared your voice to Billie Holiday. Do you hear it?
I think that's a great... That's a compliment. Yeah, I'd identify with her. And, yeah, hopefully she'd get her money's worth if she came to one of our gigs, if she was still alive today.
What about her do you identify with? She lived in a world of hurt.
Yeah, I'd identify with the struggle that a lot of black female artists face then and now possibly, but I also identify the need for, I don't know, music can't just be like a therapy for that. It's also got to be something to just take people away from their everyday struggle. And I like the way that she could take something which seemed very macabre and turn it into something beautiful, and I like doing that too.
Is there a song in the album that you want to talk to me about where you feel like you've done that? Taken something macabre or sad or dangerous or painful and turned it into something beautiful?
Yeah, Sister Rosetta.
And who was Sister Rosetta?
Sister Rosetta Tharpe was an amazingly prolific guitar player who kind of went down quite sort of unwritten about and unnoticed in history. She inspired a lot of guitar players like Eric Clapton and stuff, a lot of musicians, and toured like relentlessly for about 20 years and died quite young. What I like about her is that she takes a lot of stuff from gospel, like a lot of stuff from church, kind of like, which is what I do, and then turned it into something more rebellious, which is a lot of preachers and stuff, a lot of congregations weren't really into that back then. I suppose it's a bit like, you know, when Aretha kind of broke away from the sort of strict gospel stuff and started singing about other, slipping other subjects in there.
Let's hear it.
She's a caged and nimble, London by night, crashing lights and cymbals, queens of twilight. And if I was you, I'd use a loop before the long drive. We'll compliment each other just like Satan and Christ. Baby, when I am laid to rest, may my laughter remain like your kiss blew me away. Catch the spirit, I gotta know right now. I see you before me, won't you show me how I wear my hair busy? I don't copy no style, but kissing and a scrubbing, it has consequences. You're on the bus again past Big Ben, with your rip off Oyster card. Tell your ass boyfriend, sling his hook and go make your girl smile. Cause honey, when I am laid in earth, bang my left arm in vain, like your kiss blew me away, left your son on my pillow. Sister Rosetta was playing the congregation insane, drinking in the house with no name. I'm sure your spirit, I got to know right now. I see you before me, won't you show me how? I am the landlord, and you'll be my troubadour. Better before me, won't you show me how? Thank you. before me. Why won't you show me how? I am the landlord, you'll be my troubadour. But you better perform me. You just don't know how. Catch an esperanza and let it all hang out. I see you before me. So won't you show me how? I am the landlord. Oh, won't you show me?
That was Sister Rosetta. Capture the Spirit. How does race play into the work for you? Many artists don't like being classified. I mean, they hate it because they say, you know, the work is the work. But people are going to put your CDs somewhere, and yeah, they're in the rock area. And there aren't that many black women in rock music. There aren't that many
like
people of color in rock
section,
in general.
Yeah.
Right? They're not going to have a what?
But it, I said they're not going to just create a black rock section just for, like, you know, me or, I don't know, Hendrix. I wouldn't want that ever, you know, because I think music is constantly evolving. But it is beautiful to see a lot of the African sort of diaspora kind of struggle, the way that we've sort of given a lot of things from that to music. I think it's nice to see that sort of shared and celebrated and stuff. And it is different, you know. I'm different. I've had a different experience. I'm not going to deny and try and pretend I'm something that I'm not. I'm proud of where I come from, and I think it's I give a lot of credit to my mum for making me feel really aware of that and feeling that I come from a tribe and that I'm on a journey to educate people and learn stuff.
Do you find the reception you're getting in the US different from what you've been getting in the UK?
People have been brilliant, actually, to be honest. People are usually like, really enthusiastic. And, you know, like the other day we played in Carborough at the Cat's Cradle, and there was like a 3-year-old at the gig, and it was his first gig. Yeah. And then the other night, this guy came up to me and asked me to sign his CD. It was his 70th birthday. And he was at the gig, actually it was the night before last night. So yeah, so it was his 70th birthday, and he was like, can you sign this CD for me? And I was like, yep, very, very chuffed. Completely mixed crowd, all different shapes and sizes of people, different colours. And it's nice to see that gap kind of narrowing down a little bit. And maybe we'll be partly responsible for that in other places as well. But we'll just carry on doing what we do because we love to do it and make a bit of noise and a bit of trouble and look colourful and stuff.
Shingai, Dan, Jamie, the silent man in the corner, thank you so much for coming to see us, the Noisettes, on your first US tour. And you're going to take us home with one more song. What's it going to be?
This one's called Monte Cristo. Count of Monte Cristo threw the cape over his head and gave me a penny for my thoughts, but wouldn't get no change. But old age rhythms, they were singing in his brain for a mechanical crusade. Tried to shoot down his aeroplane, but I see, you see, no more honey from this bee. I see, you see, stung, you've got a hold on me. I see, you see, no more honey from this bee. I see, you see, stung, you've got a nose. I wanna make you feel so special. It's time to break the ice. Bless you and your wicked ways, for I guess that these are stranger days. But the tact must change for the Duchess to reveal her face. I'd give you all my pennies for your gallantry at tomorrow's gate, but I see, you see, no more honey from this bee. I see, you see, stung, you've got a hold on me. I see, you see, no more honey from this bee. I see, you see, stung, you've got a nose. Oh, yes, see, there ain't no more honey from this bee. I
one you've got to know.
So the Count of Monte Cristo, he threw the cape over his head and gave me a penny for my thoughts, but wouldn't get no change yet.
Old age drilled out, that was singing in his brain goes. A mechanical crusade tried to shoot down his aeroplanes. A mechanical crusade tried to shoot down his aeroplane. A mechanical crusade tried to shoot down his aeroplanes. A mechanical crusade tried to shoot down his aeroplanes. And I see.
This has been the best part of my day.
Oh, wow.
I just
thank
love
you.
It. I love it. Thank you so much for coming. This Thanks has been the best part of my day.
Still early on, though.
The Noisettes are Shingai Shoniwa, Dan Smith, and Jamie Morrison. And it's a wrap. That's our broadcast for today. But remember, the program never really ends. The conversations continue online at npr.org/tellmemore. So, the Earth Conservation Corps, does your concern for the environment ever conflict with other pressing priorities? How do you resolve the conflict? And Deborah Rodriguez and the Kabul Beauty School, have you ever used one of your special talents in a completely different culture? How were you received? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Join the conversation at npr.org/tellmemore and click on our blog. And while you're there, you can hear some more tracks from the Noisette's latest CD, like this one.